American 104, KRSI FM, St. Louis Park. Stereo KRSI.
So very hard to go. That's Tower of Power at 10 after 6. Good morning. This is Ken Mills at KRSI FM. My turn to say something now. At the Met Sports Center last night, that's Jethro Tull. It's 6:14 at Stereo KRSI, clear in 59. This is Ken Mills with a new single by Wool. Gypsy Man. And that's War. 6:19, clear in 59 degrees in the Twin Cities, from KRSI FM. Line some Texas medicine and some railroad gin, and you'll have a natural high. That's Bloodstone at 6:25 at KRSI FM. Plastic Man, Temptations, at 6:32 at Stereo KRSI.
As our scene opens, we see the usually soft-spoken Super America Man briefing a new batch of Super America station recruits.
All right, I'm going to say this once and only once, so listen and listen good. Do we check the battery?
Yes, sir.
Do we check the dipstick?
Yes, sir.
Do we check the windshield, headlights, battery? Do we clean the whole darn window glass area?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do we sell the good goods?
Yes, sir.
Do we sell the fresh eggs?
Yes, sir.
Do we sell the good goods, fresh eggs, notions? Do we sell the grade A milk and bargains?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's marvelous, Super America Man. What a spirited corps of recruits you have there.
Oh, I guess they're all right.
What do you mean, all right?
It really bugs me to have such a bunch of yes-men.
And with warm weather here, be sure to see your Super America Man for all your picnic supplies. Paper plates, cups, and utensils are all discount priced at Super America. Stop in soon.
Where does the snow go? Kayaking, EMS La Pond, the cooperation of the Minnesota Canoe Association, shows you what kayaking is all about in two free clinics. Thursday, July 5th at 7 p.m., learn from movies, slides, and discussions on kayaking. On Saturday, July 7th at 10 a.m. and 1 and 3 p.m., there'll be actual demonstrations, and you can try kayaking yourself. Another weekly seminar from EMS La Pond, 1627 West County Road B, St. Paul. Phone 631-2900.
Stereo KRSI.
It's 6:36 at Stereo KRSI. Thinking of You by Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. And it's 22 before 7. This is KRSI FM. 59 and clear in the Twin Cities and a beautiful morning. And we're part of the news from ABC, so give you an idea of what's going on nationally and internationally. Just briefly, Bermuda has been spared the brunt of the season's first hurricane. Alice, bearing down on the island with 90-mile-an-hour winds, barely touched the western shore of the British resort island, and then it disappeared out to sea. Police said the hurricane knocked a few trees down in the capital of Hamilton, but did not cause any injuries. The eye of the storm passed about 30 miles west of Bermuda. Heavy rains and high winds pounded the town for about 4 hours, and above-normal tides were reported. New York banker David Rockefeller says the Chase Manhattan Bank has been chosen to conduct official business with the Bank of China. He returned from Hong Kong, or to Hong Kong, from Peking today with that information. The Soviet Union has presented a sweeping declaration of its plan for European peace to the European Security Conference. The declaration salutes the concepts of peace, equality, and human rights. It does not, however, mention how these ideals are achieved, though. The Soviet outline was a draft of the political section of the final European security document. Soviet allies are expected to present similar outlines on trade, military security, and human contacts this week. The New York Daily News reports in today's editions that an aide to former White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman plans to plead guilty to taking part in the Watergate cover-up. The aide, Gordon Strom, will reportedly implicate Haldeman and others. Strom was Haldeman's liaison within the Nixon re-election committee. If the newspaper report is true, Strachan would be the second former Nixon aide to plead guilty since the original Watergate trial last January. Frederick LaRue, who worked with former Attorney General John Mitchell on the campaign committee, pled guilty in June to one count of conspiracy to obstruct justice. The newspaper also said former Nixon campaign scheduling director Herbert Porter has already testified before the Senate Watergate Committee. He also will plead guilty to the conspiracy to obstruct justice. Another New York newspaper, The Times, reports today that John Dean, who testified before the Senate committee, will be called back for additional testimony in the fall. That time, he will be quizzed on whether the Nixon campaign funds were used to purchase any of the things for the president's San Clemente residence. We have a couple more reports from ABC News of interest this morning.
The Army and Marine Corps are dropping misconduct charges against seven returned POWs. But in Denver, Colorado, one of the seven says he and other of the ex-POWs aren't dropping the matter and may take action against the Pentagon and the officer who brought the misconduct charges. Sergeant John Young says,
"We are contemplating to take action. We haven't decided this yet.
What sort of action?
Maybe a libel suit.
Sergeant Young in Denver, Colorado. A big cloud of oily smoke billowed up from a street in Saigon this morning. South Vietnamese and U.S. narcotics agents watched as $3 million worth of pure heroin was set on fire and destroyed. For a report on the current drug situation in South Vietnam, here's ABC's Frank Mariano in Saigon.
Normally, it's against the nature of Vietnamese to use heavy drugs, even though in this part of the world, opium dens are easy to find. So when American GIs came here to Vietnam, they brought the hard drug culture with them to such an extent that many young people have turned on. They are now into skag, marijuana joints laced with heroin. There's little evidence of shooting up, although if it ever comes to that, Indochina is the cheapest place around to do it, as American GIs have learned. The heroin here is close to 100% pure, and understandably, the problem is causing concern. Frank Mariano, ABC News, Saigon.
The New York Daily News reports this morning that according to informed sources, two former White House aides, Gordon Strachan and Herbert Porter, are ready to plead guilty in helping cover up Watergate and plan to implicate former White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman and others. This is ABC FM Radio.
This is KRSI FM. It's now 17 before 7. Minnesota Senator Walter Mondale has accused the Nixon administration of double-crossing Congress by intensifying the bombing in Cambodia. Mondale said the increased bombing violates the compromise between President Nixon and Congress, which ends all bombing in Indochina as of August 15th. A compromise in the form of two appropriation bills cutting off funds for military activity in Indochina after August 15th was signed by the president last week. State Representative James Swanson, a Richfield DFLer, has urged the Minnesota Health Department to adopt abortion guidelines. He said the 1973 legislature failed to agree on guidelines required by the U.S. Supreme Court in its decision legalizing abortion earlier in the year. Dr. Ellen Pfeiffer of the Health Department said the Board of Health has adopted guidelines, although they do not have the force of law. 16 before 7, Twin City forecast from KRSI-FM. Nice today for the 4th of July. High today in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 50s. Not much chance of precipitation. Now clear. Wind southwest at 5 and Twin City temperature 59. It's yesterday once more. That's the Carpenters. 10 before 7, it's Stereo KRSI. And this is Ken Moos.
From heaven to heaven, you bring my
get to heaven if you break my heart. That's the Stylistics. 3 before 7 at KRSI-FM with Ken Mills. KRSI-FM wants you to know children 5th grade through 12th grade are being bused daily from the St. Paul Arts and Science Center to the Lee and Rose Warner Nature Center for fun-filled classes in nature lore, fishing, and the study of Minnesota's amphibians, reptiles, mammals, bird life, and ecology. Let your children discover Minnesota's environment this summer. Call 222-6303 for more information. Registrations are now being accepted for the Summer Schoolhouse Program held annually by the Ramsey County Historical Society in its One Rooms Country School in Falcon Heights. The sessions begin July 10th and run for 6 weeks, Tuesday through Friday. Children wear old-fashioned costumes and use the curriculum of 100 years ago. Hours are 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. each day. Call the Ramsey County Historical Society at 646-0624 for more information.
Rockin' 104, KRSI-FM, St. Louis Park. Stereo KRSI.
One-of-a-kind love affair, the Spinners at 712 at Stereo KRSI with Ken Moons. 64 degrees now.
Good day, sunshine.
Good. 714 at Stereo KRSI.
Riding on the south, we watch the